Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah. It's what we like to call a men's room dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. You pick one of the members of the show that you think provided the tune that will give you the most entertainment on your Friday drive home in the sunshine for the weekend. So if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, we ask you to go there and vote. What was that?
Ignore that. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right.
Didn't happen, man.
Ted.
It's not real.
Do you have the voting up, or Mike, do you have it up?
I got the voting up over here. It was a fine day of voting. A lot of people, everybody turned out to the polls. Great campaigns were put out there.
Oh, damn. How did my West Virginia campaign run?
It got fourth place there, Miles.
Fourth place. What was the percentage?
17% of the vote.
Jesus.
So what were you leaving people with?
A lovely day.
Love the day.
This was supposed to jazz everybody up for the weekend, Miles.
Bill Withers.
I like it.
Yeah.
He's from West Virginia.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
West Virginia's own Bill Withers.
That's right.
Bill Withers.
Well, you're not going to hear that.
No, you're not.
Who was in third place?
So in third place, in a stunning turn of events, the man who stood behind me fell behind the Ted Smith with 23% of the vote. What are you leaving people with, Ted?
Don't you worry, Ted.
Well, Swedish House Mafia.
I like this song.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a banger.
Yeah, it is.
I saw them in concert, man. It was unreal.
Where'd you see them in concert?
Climate Pledge. So they, after like this song, they broke up for years. They were like a super group of like three DJs.
All right.
And then, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, they came back around, and it was awesome.
Okay. Good work.
There's two good tunes we missed out on.
Folks, we ran a fantastic campaign, and I'm proud of everybody that turned out and showed up for me and believed in me. Ted Smith, I appreciate you backing me up and helping push me forward a little bit.
Are you saying you're in second place?
I'm in second place with 28% of the vote. We tried our best, everybody, but here is what I would have sent you into the weekend with.
Turn down for what?
Another classic. All right. Absolute banger. Crank this in the car. And you are ready to start your doggone weekend. We are throwing down.
Another good tune.
We're drinking. We're doing shots. I don't know. We're pulling out red solo cups at some point. This is going to be a good shot. Hell yeah, dude. This is baseball.
I guess Steve
right
won
now.
Again.
So, yeah.
What was the percentage on it, though?
Steve the Thrill Hill won again with 32% of the vote. So, a difference of 4%.
Okay.
Won
all
this.
Right. Close.
Steve, I heard something that there's an unsightly man
he's blind. I guess they're not wrong.
My bad. So, it's a little Stevie Wonder on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to the Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Man, we did the short version of that song, man.
Don't sweat it, Mike. Okay. Mike just said I didn't get the jokes in there, and I was like, I'm hand gestured. I'll stretch it out. We'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here like, I didn't even bother printing them, so.
Oh, okay.
Ted, don't worry about it. There's a 7.5-minute version of that song.
I was hoping that song won.
That was the play, man.
I was going to take back half the stuff I have for TV Time. Like, oh, we're cool. My man. Plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
I failed twice today.
You son of a bitch.
Well, he's turning down for what? You know, he's busy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
Hyped for that.
All right, so TV, movies, we talk about anything on a screen in here. Miles, what do you think are some of the worst movies in the past 10 years?
Worst movies in the past 10 years. Wow. Man.
And I'm interested to see if any of us have seen these movies.
I would say pretty much anything that DC has put out.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I mean, just Marvel has done such a good job with the franchise, and DC...
What do you do?
You know, man, I don't think I have. I typically only watch a movie unless it's recommended to me by somebody who I trust.
Right, so you don't get duped into that.
No, seriously. And then I'll be like, dude, I'll go check that out. Sounds great. So typically, I don't just blindly pick something, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll do it with certain actors. Like, there's a new Michael B. Jordan movie coming out.
Sinners?
Yeah, something, yeah.
I think that's it, yeah.
I was just like, that looks action-packed. He's in it. I'll probably watch it.
Oh, it's like violence and weird stuff. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, and
check my boxes. I'm done.
And Michael B. Jordan.
And Michael B. Jordan. He do be Jordan, don't he?
You ever see that clip of the girl interviewing him? And she's like, "Oh, like you've made it so far, and this and that." And he's just like, "You don't think I remember you?" She's like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, we were in grade school together. You made fun of me a lot."
Oh, damn. No.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
It's like automatic. She's like, it's like. Yeah, like, you did well in life, but he's Michael B. Jordan.
That's a power move right there.
I'm rich now, so I don't care, but you know.
Is he the most famous person for The Wire, or do you think Idris Elba is?
I think most famous, you got to go Idris Elba.
Yeah, Michael I agree.
He's been around longer. He just does different, because he hits different kinds of roles in different formats, so I think more people are aware of him. But Michael B. Jordan, I don't think he's sweating.
Now,
Idris, have a good time, bro.
Yeah, he seems cool about stuff. All right, so from screencrush.com, these are the top 10 worst movies of the past 10 years. Just chime in if you've actually seen them. The Happy Time Murders from 2018.
I didn't. Disappointing. I heard that it was terrible. That's the one
with Melissa McCarthy and a bunch of puppets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Like Muppet puppets?
Yeah, like Muppet puppets. But they live in Happy Town. Some murder went down. I'd wanted to see it because it looks so inane and stupid. But all the reviews were like, dude, it's
inane.
It's not even stupid enough to be good.
How do you screw up puppets?
I'm with you because even talking about it, like the theory sounds good.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy typically makes me laugh out loud when she's on screen.
Right? That's a home run all day.
All right, from 2017, The Book of Henry.
I don't even know if I've heard of that.
No.
Not heard of that one.
Well, it was awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Sounds that way. No wonder you haven't heard of it. It sucked.
I can give you a hint on this one. Classic movie from the 90s. They made an updated version. It involves sports. People were very excited.
It involves sports. Which sport are we talking about?
Basketball.
Oh. Space Jam.
Space Jam and New Legacy.
I don't know who was excited about that doggone movie because there was when it started coming out, even though, yes, I get it, it is LeBron and there's that argument between who's greater between the two of them, there was nobody asking for a Space Jam remake.
You can't really remake the movie.
I wouldn't say that. I think there is. My generation, Mike, the people love Space Jam.
They did, but that's what I mean. I think a lot of times when you love the movie, you don't need to remake it when it still kind of stands.
Like you wouldn't make a Caddyshack remake.
You shouldn't. I just don't think...
There's no doubt,
LeBron is one of the greatest players ever. From a charismatic standpoint, he doesn't really always seem very happy that he is one of the greatest players of all time. So, like, I can see where that doesn't transfer over into a comedy.
No.
I think LeBron has a lot more personality outgoing than Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I mean...
I guess so.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, like
Michael Jordan doesn't look. I feel like if I said, "Hey,
One neighbor's Michael Jordan. One neighbor's LeBron James. Man, we have an emergency. Which one of you would be willing to watch my kids? I feel like LeBron would be like, man, bring them over. Right?
I mean, like, I feel like if Steph Curry were the main guy.
Sure.
I mean, it just seems more fun. Well, is that the right way to put that on?
I mean, I agree with you on that, but I think LeBron James, and look, I'm a massive LeBron fan, right? I think the big thing that hurts LeBron is, like, you got to remember, when Michael Jordan's playing, the reporters and everybody that followed him around, like, protected him, right? So LeBron James just, which is his right to do, speaks on stuff.
Right.
And people seem to hate him for it. Whereas Michael Jordan, you don't know where he stands on anything.
They would not report it.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, you're talking about, like, hitting a three. You know, Steph Curry will just smile, throw his hands up. LeBron's, like, staring people down. Looks like he wants to kill a man.
That's the guy I want. I want the intense dude, man. I do. Well, every time.
Transferring over into the comedy movie thing.
Here's one that should have been good, but just wasn't. 2016, Robert De Niro, Zac Efron, Dirty Grandpa.
I'm assuming that's a comedy.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, but De Niro, I'm sorry, man. It's just not funny. He's not, and the only reason, like, they use him in a comedy is because he's going to play the exact same character he plays in everything, and you just put that grumpy dude in a situation. I get it as a formula, but, like, it's not funny.
Right, and, like, Meet the Parents. Like, he was, it's
more
a funny
sense.
Movie, but he still played serious-ass De Niro.
Right.
Right, so, right, he doesn't have, like, comedy chops.
And Ben Stiller helped make him funny, because Ben Stiller is the exact opposite.
Almost played the same character in Silver Linings Playbook.
But he does. That's what he does.
You know?
You know?
I never saw that one.
It's no different than Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Marmaduke.
I mean, come on. What would the expectation be? You know what I mean? Like, it's Marmaduke, right, man. It's Marmaduke. So it's kind of like, listen, if the kids don't like it, then you really effed up.
Who,
like, I sat through
one?
The Trolls movie, right? And I don't know what kind of reviews it got. It was awful, but I'm an adult. But my kids absolutely adored it. And I go, like, right, that I got what I expected.
Sorry.
So, like, if I went to Marmaduke, I would be like, don't see it. I would say, if you have children, gladly take them.
And Owen Wilson only works as the car. He can't do the dog. You can't make him two characters.
Was he the voice of Marmaduke?
He was the voice of Marmaduke.
Hmm.
What's he always say?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm Marmaduke. Wow.
These are the worst Ted movies the last 10 years. Madam Web?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing got killed.
Was that supposed to be like a...
It was like a Marvel...
It was like a...
super heroine movie.
Right.
And, like, Spider Women.
Spider-Verse, yeah.
And ooh, Spider Ladies.
And I don't know what was wrong with it, but, I mean, that thing just got panned top to bottom.
I saw a few clips of it. The script was very poorly written. The acting was poorly done. The cinematography of it just sucked. Like, everybody top to bottom did not like this movie. Like, maybe the score was good.
Damn.
But they just, I don't think anybody had anything good to say about that movie.
Including the people in it.
Right.
I mean, some of these movies, right, like the next one, just the name alone should tell you. The Emoji Movie.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's got Patrick Stewart. Didn't he play the poop?
I'm just wondering, like, who sat in a room and went, hey, I got it.
Emojis.
These emojis, right? What if they were real and we made a movie out of it?
I think sometimes the conversation they have when it's something as dumb as that is like, look, we know this movie's going to suck, right? But people keep talking about emojis, so let's just take our opening weekend gross, and that's what we're going to make. We might be able to sell this well enough to dupe people into bringing their kids. Say we make $35 million opening weekend. That we're going to make $38 million total, but if that can justify the cost, worth doing.
That's got to be exactly what they did.
To me, that sounds like a bunch of dudes in their 50s and 60s being like, you know what the kids love?
Yeah.
Emoji.
Right.
Let's make
agree
a movie
with that.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Like, and the kids were like, yeah, we use them. We don't need a movie, dude.
Yeah, we know what they mean.
Like, I didn't even see it, so I still don't even know what the concept is. They're emojis. They're
somebody
real.
Starts texting.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
care.
Right? It's just, what do you make them do?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they go on a wacky adventure. They're emojis.
Oh, no, the emojis lost.
Eggplants and peaches. Yeah. Then maybe I'm in.
I don't want to be on this thread.
Number three on the list, Artemis Fowl.
Is that
2020?
That was an old book that everybody read when I was
growing
up.
I know the name,
but
I don't know what it's...
I never read it. Like, I knew a lot of people that did, but... Okay?
All right, now this one, I think we all knew it was going to be stupid, but people were just fired up because they're like, oh, man,
they could use a classic cartoon character now, make a scary movie.
Oh, the Winnie the Pooh one.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Okay, so that wasn't good then. No, see, you think if you're going to go to that well, you could still, kind of like Cocaine Bear, it sure. still should have a moment or two in it. You know,
and that, you know, I'll give you that, Miles, that at least Cocaine Bear knew what it was.
Yeah, and just you own it.
Winnie the Pooh, you started out kind of having that same mentality that you did with Cocaine Bear, because I did watch it, and it was terrible. It sucked. But at the same time, like, I went in there watching it like I did Cocaine Bear. Like, this is a stupid movie, so right. let's watch it as a stupid mm-hmm. movie. And it started out with an interesting concept, but then it's, like, halfway through, you realize, like, oh, you guys are serious.
Right. Oh, they're trying to make it serious. Okay. It's kind of like the Weird Al movie. But it's based on his life, but there's a bunch of crap in there.
Yeah.
That was the believable part about Cocaine Bear, because an incident like this basically happened. Now, did it get to that level like the movie? Hell no.
No.
But
no, because the bear died.
Yeah, it has happened. This situation has happened before.
I mean,
along with Cocaine Shark. I mean, we already know that could be a movie.
I don't think Cocaine Bear, like, look, there was very funny moments in it.
Sure.
But I wouldn't be shocked if it showed up on one of these lists, too.
Oh, no, not at all.
Then number one on the list, Doolittle. Starring Robert Downey Jr., 2020.
Again, is that something that anybody asked to be remade? Dr. Doolittle was...
But is that... Did he do two of those movies or one? Because I thought he'd done one and then they made another one. I'm not sure. Because even my kids were like, yeah, I don't need to see that.
Right.
And I was like, cool. Thank God.
I suppose that is one that could be updated, because I suppose it flew low enough under the radar that we could redo Dr. Doolittle. But it...
But if you put
lazy.
Robert Downey Jr. in it, you feel like, okay, maybe this has some legs.
That one that feels more like parents would refuse to take their kids to go see it because, like, screw you, that's Eddie Murphy.
That's I mean? Very much the way my wife is, man. Yeah, you can remake something, she's like, nope, not
I'm with you. The Doolittle movies seem like they're relatively recent, too. So it's like, why are we doing redoing
right.
them already? All right, any White Lotus fans in here?
No. I haven't started watching that yet.
All right, well, the third season, I believe it wraps up on Sunday. So the guy that the creator of it, Mike White, he said basically it came to him in a dream, or more accurately, a hallucination.
Oh, yeah.
He was scouting locations in Thailand when he ended up in the hospital with bronchitis. He said, quote, they put me on a nebulizer. It was like I had smoked crack. Not that I've smoked crack. For 2 days, I did not sleep. I was just lying in the hospital bed trying to think about what the show was, and it came to me. The producer of the show says that I saw Mike the next morning and he told me what he had hallucinated, and that's basically what we shot.
Hmm. Okay, yes. That's pretty cool. Hallucinating in Thailand.
That is a wild one.
What's that?
That he's like hallucinating, like, oh, this is insane.
That's a good idea.
We should write this down.
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
I want to say, what was the show about the White House? I think Martin Sheen was the president.
West Wing.
West Wing. And that guy, I read an article with him.
Was Sorkin, I think.
That's Sorkin. It was West Wing. One of them, though, one of the guys that wrote it was like, yeah, I'd eat mushrooms and then write out part of the
show. I think that is the show. Yeah.
Part of the show. And it's like.
It is Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin was talking about doing mushrooms?
The West Wing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, maybe I'm confused. He doesn't seem like a mushroom.
Well, it's just funny because, you know, it's a presidential show. It's about, like, giving speeches and all this kind of thing. And dude's like, yeah, bro, I'm just tripping. Like, how do you lie to people? You know, how do you assuage people's fear,
right.
you know, and then right use the right words? Well, most political speeches, not so much now, but in the past, you know, it's almost like a Mad Lib. Say this, fill in the blank. The American Correct. People, all right, what's the situation? The economy. We will stay strong. We will stay strong, right. So he's like, yeah, I would trip on mushrooms and just, like, fill in the blueprint, man.
Jeez, that is wild. All right, Maury Povich, Connie Chung, we all know them. Connie Chung, she was the host of the nightly news. I want to say
CBS.
CBS, right, for years. Maury Povich, of course, had
the Maury Povich show.
Povich show.
What a beautiful name, Maury Povich.
Well, he launched his podcast On Par with Maury Povich.
Are people clamoring to hear from Maury Povich? I mean, just when you say I'm launching, it'd be one thing if he's been doing it for 10 years, but they're like, wait, Maury Povich is launching.
Depends on what he does. Like, if he goes back and tells stories that you never heard before
okay,
about that show.
Yeah.
And things like that. Or brings in a more up-to-date modern element to it.
Yeah.
As far as his guests he brings in, instead of bringing in a celebrity. Seriously, bring in someone that we know from the news that went through some effed up stuff.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. So he had Connie Chung on there, who's his wife. And basically, they just kind of talked about having sex on Sundays.
Okay.
She asked him what he feels sexiest. He replied, I feel sexiest on Sundays. She kind of jokingly went, never on Sunday. And then he replied, not in our house. Right, so basically they were just like, I guess they have sex on Sundays because they feel sexy.
Sunday sex day.
They've been married since 1984. He's 86. Damn. She's 78.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Gonna get Connie Chung tonight. Gonna bang Chung tonight. Yeah.
God. I just think that's awesome. You think good for them. 86, 78.
And she's been like, married since 84, dude. You're retired. Hey. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at this point, they could have sex any day of the week.
I'm hoping that's retirement.
Just Sunday.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to in retirement? Sex.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, obviously,
people would like to have more sex, but if somebody just said, hey, you're going to be married for this long and you guys have sex every Sunday, I'd be like, all right.
Not during football season. Like, sorry.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. Sometimes you get that little halftime romp.
How about, like, Wednesday night? Not going to interfere with
whatever night you want. You know what I mean? Like, you pick the night. I'm good. That will be our regular time. But there will be times in between. That's the way I would
That's what you think.
That's the way I would look at it.
She's like, I'm glad you're looking at that.
I need one floating day, you know?
You got a good sports weekend if you're a sports fan coming up. Obviously, we know baseball is in full swing. You got the other sports. The main thing, though, is tomorrow, Saturday, you will have two games for the Final Four. Your first game tips off at 3:09. That is Florida versus Auburn. The next game after that, scheduled for 5:49, depending on how long the first game goes. That is Houston and Duke. This is only the second time, I think, ever that it's been all chalk. All number ones in the Final Four.
Damn.
Think about it.
Do you guys have picks on this? Do you guys know enough to know who think is going to take it?
I'm going to guess Houston, but I don't know.
I mean, Duke and Florida have been pretty much the consensus best two teams all year. The thing is, Houston, what they did last week to Tennessee, and Calvin Sampson is just a good coach. So he's had a week to scheme for Duke. So I'm interested to see if they could slow down that Duke offense and figure out a way. So, I mean, like, he's such a good coach, and I'm telling you, they slowed the hell out of that game with Tennessee.
They did.
So, like,
wasn't sexy, but it works.
Right. As a Maryland person, it's always hate Duke. So my pick would be Houston.
All right.
But that's more. And then Florida, Auburn, I don't really have a huge dog in either of this fight, but I kind of always just disliked Florida.
It's a battle of the same colors.
Yeah, and the same conference. So, you know, Auburn, Bruce Pearl, a lot of people like him. Maybe they'll get in there and finally get to a championship game. Saturday Night Live, Jack Black is hosting.
Nice.
And then Elton John and Brandi Carlile are the musical guests. And then I was going to say, and then, the third season finale, Sunday night, 9 p.m. HBO of The White Lotus.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. After dive bombing 50 in one community, authorities finally get their hawk.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a swingers club is shut down in Connecticut for those who like sharing their spouse. Florida man arrested after confronting mom at lemonade stand. One couple's Caribbean cruise did not go exactly as planned.
and a Florida rescue group helps rehabilitate a ninja who was attacked by a shark. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where even the lemonade stands are a dangerous place. Several young children and an adult chaperone were running a stand in their local neighborhood when our winner stumbled upon the stand and needed to wet his whistle. He enjoyed his beverage just fine, but ran into an issue when he demanded a free refill. A disagreement ensued between the two parties that escalated to the point of the man grabbing the woman by the wrist, assuming a fighting stance, and threatening to beat her up. No physical violence occurred beyond that point.
Must have been some good lemonade.
Had to have been good lemonade.
I mean, real good.
Is it fresh squeezed? I mean, what was going on?
Just needed that little sugar burst there. No physical violence occurred beyond that point, and the man attempted to flee, but authorities ultimately caught up with him and arrested him. Shocking, he's got a criminal history of assault and battery, as well as some other things, but insists that someone at the stand was, quote, talking S.
Man, they're kids.
Right. And really, you're gonna go free refills out of a kid who's, you know, thinking forward, taking initiative, running a lemonade stand here. Yeah, free refills, right? Come on, give me a free refill, kid. Like, no. Pay me the extra 25 cents, you cheap wad. Right.
Yeah, what are they charging, $14 a glass or something?
Yeah, right? Come on, dude. In other news, a club in Connecticut has come under fire due to zoning. It's a members-only social club that they describe on their website as a swingers lifestyle destination.
All right.
But as with any business, the concern is location, location, location. And this club shares a parking lot with the local Baptist church. And zoning rules in place restrict businesses of adult nature to operate within 1,000 feet from certain buildings, and that does indeed include churches. The township has issued a C&D order to the club demanding that they close in 10 days. Meanwhile, they're appealing the order, claiming just to be a social club and not falling under that adult restriction. Even the mayor has jumped in behind them, saying like, no, I don't think this restriction applies. I'm thinking, okay, so we know who's a member of the club.
Uh-huh.
Also, they're inside.
Right.
It's not like they're outside having sex with each other.
It's not like they're having sex with each other inside. You know, even then, it could be a hookup joint, fine, but they're not. There's not like private rooms where they're going knocking it out in a closet somewhere.
And you're like, why do you care?
Yeah, right.
I look at my neighbor's house and be like, oh, they're probably having sex in there.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Right. A cruise ship in the Caribbean got even more interesting when a scuffle broke out between a couple passengers. In the ladies' On the Rocks bar, a passenger was approached by a woman who took issue with his choice of footwear on the dance floor, mainly his lack thereof. Mm-mm. She made the comment to him that, quote, look, we're all grown-ups here. Can you put some shoes on? To which he responded by telling her to shut up, called her an effing bitch, and then gave her the double bird. That's the time that her husband, the CEO of a California finance company, cleared across the dance floor, grabbed the man by the throat, and then took him to the ground. Authorities were called and the husband was confined to his quarters until the next port of call, where he was arrested for assault. He's facing misdemeanor charges.
Well, he'll get off.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Even his attorney was like, even though they're misdemeanor charges, we are looking forward to him being exonerated of these charges.
Because he's rich.
Pretty much.
And yeah. Nothing's going to happen.
Right. Well, he's mouthing off to the dude's wife, so it's like, all right, I'm going to step in on this.
Sure. Right? I get it.
You don't get to come after her like that. What the hell? A village in the UK can sleep soundly now that a bothersome bird has been caught. For weeks, dozens of cases have been reported of a Harris's hawk in the area that has been dive-bombing people as they walk by on the street, taking refuge atop a power pole. Tired of all the fuss about the bird, a local man called a falconer who equipped him with a bird trap.
It's a falconer.
My apologies.
He's got a leather thing on his form.
And the dude was basically attacked by the bird, and he threw this trap at it and actually caught it. So there you go. Now the bird's back in custody.
I have a tennis racket.
Yeah, no kidding.
Come.
Come
here. Seriously.
Well, knock
try
down.
Me. Try me.
Come on, man.
Try me. Forehand, backhand, what do you want?
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Florida where folks... hang on. Oh, folks... Folks acted fast for a slow mover. Sorry, that's a major typo. A swimmer and underwater photographer happened upon an animal in a bit of distress. A sea turtle that had managed to survive a shark attack. He had lost part of one of his flippers and had a pretty mashed face from the attack when our man found him struggling to swim. He, along with his group, brought the turtle to the surface, called the quote-unquote turtle ambulance, which is actually a service that they have out there, and got him the veterinary care that he needed before releasing him back into the reef. Fantastic.
Turtle ambulance, huh?
Turtle ambulance.
Turtle ambulance. Doesn't go very fast, but we'll get you there eventually.
Oh, they died in transport.
Oh, no. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. The Mariners played the first of three against San Francisco this afternoon, and going all the way to the 11th inning in a game that was back and forth. It was hard to call. I was looking at the updates all day long. It was hard to call how this game was going to shake out. Took it all the way to the 11th. The Mariners did have the lead there for a minute, but then with runners on second and third, a good little knock over to right field put in the last two to lose it 9-10 against the Giants there. What you're going to watch this weekend, you got UFL football, NBA basketball, college tournament hoops, Sounders soccer, Seawolves rugby, Kraken hockey, and even more Mariners baseball. Find out where and when to watch all of those sports in one convenient location. It's called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, it is all over the place this weekend, boys. Some cloud cover tonight to make a partly cloudy day tomorrow with late cloud cover again and a high of around 68. Then on Sunday, the dark and the rain is back with temperatures sticking right around the mid-50s. So that is it for your headlines. With that, enjoy the weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
Help our friends at the Fisher House. Fire up the grill. Pick up some Men's Room beer. Brought some Uli's Famous Sausage. And why not a sixer of Men's Room from Black Raven as well?
Sounds like a plan for the weekend to me. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.